Table track 1.
Hello, guys. How are you? This is Bobby Benton. Today is Monday, September 10th, 2012. Okay, here I'm back with another podcast, but however, it's going to be kind of an off-topic podcast, kind of a little bit, because we're going to be covering two things. Well, I'm going to demonstrate for you today super anti-spyware, but before I get there, I'm going to talk about toolbars and spyware. Yes, yeah, toolbars and spyware. So, this is what you expect, and the reason why I'm doing this is a lot of folks out there, including sighted people, I'm not going to say all you blind people anymore because that's not a very good term to use, and you know, I'm going to try to cut back on that. But what I am going to say, because it is difficult to read a screen sometimes, even with no matter what screen reader you use, there's always going to be bugs. And I think I'll try to put this, I know sighted people listen to this too. So maybe for today, you can correct me if this is not an appropriate thing to say, but how about all you screen readers out there? I'll say screen readers instead of what I said last time. And I am going to apologize about my Media Monkey podcast. I did screw up a little bit. I said that you could not continuously play in the crossfade mode. You can, however, I was the one with the problem. It wasn't working for me because I wasn't exactly familiar with those settings, and I needed a little more assistance, and I got it. So, not going to be talking about Media Monkey today. I am going to be doing toolbars and spyware. Yeah, so, I'm glad to be doing this. This is wonderful. And, let me see something here. I'm going to be demonstrating super anti-spyware, but not right away. I just downloaded ABG, let me give you a tech update here. I just downloaded ABG 2013, Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, the update came out, and I just thought I'd tell you that whenever you're downloading a random, no matter what program it is, some don't give you a toolbar, which is good news, but some do. Those toolbars can harm your computer, and sometimes your screen reader doesn't tell you that you're downloading a toolbar. Sometimes it just sneaks up on you, but most of the time, JAWS, WindowEyes, HAL, NVDA, it will read what toolbar you're downloading, and the toolbars can be very harmful to your computer when they download. Some of them could even put a virus on. So when you're downloading a toolbar, always say no. But if the toolbar sneaks up on you, which happened to me a couple times for different things that I've downloaded or done in the past, the different toolbars, they, what happens is when you get the toolbar, they're very difficult to remove. Now, I don't have a toolbar to demonstrate to remove because I removed the toolbars right away. But when you're downloading, for example, Format Factory, you get the ASK, A-S-K toolbar. Now, the ASK toolbar is a search engine, and ASK.com, just like Google, is a search engine. But the bad thing is about the ASK search engine is it's not very screen reader friendly, and number two, it kind of bogs down your machine a little. So when you go to Internet Explorer, it's very, very difficult to get rid of those toolbars. But it's easy for me because I am a little more experienced than some of you screen readers out there. This is what you can do. You can you can go to your Manage Add-ons in Internet Explorer, and you can delete that toolbar, and then, but you have to do that first, and try to do it through your control panel. If that does not work, then use Paraform CCleaner, and that has an uninstaller. It's a beautiful uninstaller. It's very good. It's helped me out in very serious situations when a toolbar was downloaded accidentally. Sometimes when you tell it no, you don't want the toolbar, it ends up checking the checkbox automatically anyway. At least it did that for me. Now, I'm not giving you the wrong information. I'm just telling you what I've experienced. Now, let me go to Windows M for the desktop. I'm recording with Audacity. Another little tech update. Audacity came out with 2.0.2, I'm sorry. So we're going to go to the desktop, and we're going to go to Internet Explorer. I want to show you how to remove a toolbar that was downloaded from ABG, and I don't want the thing saying, I like Google as my about blank thing in Internet Explorer, so I'm going to go to the desktop now. Don't worry, we are going to get the Super Anti Spyware. I just want to do this little, I want to start with the toolbars first, so here I go. I'm going to go Windows M for the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list, tap taskbar, Internet Explorer button. To move through items, press left or right arrow.
Now, I'm going to go to Internet Explorer. A lot of people have asked me how to get rid of these stupid toolbars. Now, it's going to say address and search using AVG Safe Search. I don't want that. I want it to say Google, so here I go. I'm going to go press enter on Internet Explorer. I have it on my taskbar here.
Space. Windows Internet Explorer. Edit. Type in text. About. Blank. Blank page. Address and search using AVG Secure Search. Edit. About. Blank. Type in text. Alt plus D.
Now, what you just heard is true. I said no 2 times to the toolbar, and for whatever reason, my screen reader was reading the things wrong. So out of idle curiosity, I went down to my screen readers folder, and I used NVDA to try to check the toolbar. And here I go. I just said, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to do something rather interesting. I'm going to go to the tools menu in Internet Explorer. Now here I go. I'm going to uninstall or remove that toolbar and then make Google my default. Now here I go. I'm going to go Alt T for tools.
Alt T menu. Delete browsing history. Dot dot dot. Control plus shift plus del. To navigate, press up or down arrow.
Okay, we don't want to delete the browsing history. We're going to go up to options, hopefully. We're going to go manage add-ons is where we want to go. I'm a little rusty here because I just learned this from a friend of mine. I just learned this from a next door neighbor, so I am rusty. Forgive me. I hope I don't screw this up. I just wanted to get this out.
Internet options. Oh.
Internet options. No, we don't want to go there. Some of you people clicked on internet options and you emailed me back. I said nope, wrong thing.
F12 developer tools.
Oh. F12 developer tools. No.
Windows update.
Windows update. We don't want to go there.
Feed discovery unavailable submenu.
No. We don't want to do that.
Subscribe to the compatibility view settings. Compatibility. Manage add-ons.
Now, here's where we want to be. Manage add-ons. Now, I'm going to press enter on this.
Enter menu bar. Leaving menu bar. Blank page Windows Internet Explorer. Edit. Manage add-ons dialog. Toolbars and extensions. Radio button chat. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
We don't want to go here unless we're going to remove, because I already removed the AVG toolbar, but it still registers as a default search engine. So we want to go into search providers radio button checked. So let's see if we can do this.
Search providers radio button checked. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Alt plus S.
Okay, now if I remember correctly, a guy named Ashley Cox, who was on one of the blind users mailing lists, was kind of helping me out with this. So I'm on the search providers. So here I go. I'm going to go to
tap list view. Not selected. AVG secure search default 1 enabled. Not available. https://isoc.avg.com/search. Sit equals left brace E02517F. Google 2 enabled. Not available. http://www. Tap move up link.
Okay. It's going to say move up.
Tap move down link.
Move down.
Tap alphabetic sort link.
Alphabetic sort.
Tap disable suggestions link.
Disable suggestions, we don't want to do that.
Tap prevent programs from suggesting changes to my default search provider checkbox, not chat. To check, press spacebar.
Well, I don't know. That checkbox keeps becoming unchecked. I don't know why I'm having trouble with it, but if I press the checkbox, I am having problems with my jaws. My jaws freezes up if I check this checkbox, so something is a little wrong here.
Tap search in the address bar checkbox. Tap set as default button. To activate,
okay.
Press spacebar.
Here's
plus
where
you.
We want to go. We want to set as default. Now, here I go. I'm going to set this as default.
Space move up link.
Okay. Now I did that. Now I'm going to probably see if there's an okay apply. I haven't done this in a little bit, so.
Tap move down link. Tap alphabet. Tap disable suggest. Tap prevent pro. Tap search in the. Tap find more search. Tap learn more about. Tap close button. Tap search provide. Tap list or CD. Tap move. Tap move. Tap alphabetic sort link.
Be patient with me.
Tap disables. Tap prevent. Tap search in the. Tap find more. Tap learn more. Tap close button. To access address and search using Google Edit. About blank. Type in text. Alt plus D.
Did it. Now I'm going to go. I'm going to go Windows M for the desktop, or what am I going to do here?
Alt F4. Windows M, desktop,
okay.
Folder view, list view, audio and conversion tools, 5 of 10. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Tap, stop, tap, taskbar, Internet
now,
Explorer button.
Go
to move through
to
items,
Internet
press
Explorer.
Left or right arrow. Space. Windows Internet Explorer, about, blank, blank page, address and search using Google Edit, about, blank, type in text, Alt plus D.
See, now that I did that, I'm going to...
Alt F4, taskbar, Internet Explorer button, to move through items, press left or right arrow. Windows M, desktop, folder view, list
okay.
View, computer,
now
1 of 10,
that,
to move to items, use the arrow keys.
I was able to show you some things. I'm talking over the speech because it's a little verbose. I was able to show you some things here, there. Now, I am going to do super anti-spyware, but before I go into super anti-spyware, it is very, very important that you do not download a toolbar unless it's something you trust. Any toolbar, it could really mess up your computer. Sometimes it could even mess up your jaws. Not all the time. It's just an experience I had. So don't quote me on this. Don't say, oh, that doesn't happen. That's not true. Well, it can be true. It may not have happened to you, all you screen readers. But anyway, anyone that uses a screen reader, watch out. Those toolbars do have viruses in them. And I know this because I've scanned with my AVG, and I've scanned with Malwarebytes, and I've also scanned with Super Anti-Spyware. So, now that I gave you that information, I hope that this will be useful to you. Now, the second thing I'm going to do, now that I'm off the toolbars, I showed you how to do it. Let me just explain to you one more time how to do what we just did. Okay, you go to Internet Explorer. If you have a toolbar and a search engine you don't want, you go Manage Add-ons is where you want to be. Then you set as default. Okay, what you do is you go down to your main. Let's say you want to do it Google or just a blank page. You set Google or anything you want as default. And you disable that one add-on. And you also can remove it from the control panel if it's not a stubborn one. But most toolbars are very stubborn. So here I go. We're going to do Super Anti-Spyware. I'm going to show you what's in that menu. And then we're going to scan a little bit, of course. And maybe I'll talk, maybe I won't, while I'm scanning the PC. Now, here we go. I'm going to do...
Recycle computer.
I'm going to go to my folder, Anti-Spyware, Anti-Spyware, Anti-Malware...
Antivirus, Anti-Spyware Tools.
Okay. Antivirus, Anti-Spyware Tools is where I want to go. Now, here I go. I'm going to do enter on that.
Enter. Antivirus, anti-spoofer tools. Items, S, super anti-spoofer.
Now, I pressed S for super anti-spyware. Now, I have the free edition. And just to let you know, no one's covered this particular program, so I'm going to cover it.
Enter, super anti-spoofer. Items, view mode, super anti-spoofer free edition.
Now, I'm going to do the free edition. I'm going to press enter on the free edition copy here.
Enter. Super Anti-Spoofer-Free Edition.
Yeah, that takes a couple seconds to open that up. Now, here, I'm going to go through the menus with you, and you will see this is very user-friendly for screen readers. It works with every screen reader I know, at least as far as I know.
Tap scan your computer ... button to activate press spacebar.
Now, a year ago, Rick Harmon had suggested I use this thing, so this is great. Scan your computer.
Tap complete scan radio button chat. 2 of 4 to change. Tap enable rescue scan highly infected systems only checkbox not checked to check
now,
that spacebar.
Some of these are for the paid version.
Tap real time protection checkbox not checked to check that spacebar.
Let's see what happens when I try to check this checkbox. I want to show you.
Space chat. Super anti-spoofer professional feature dialog. Close button to activate press spacebar. Space real time protection checkbox not checked.
See
to check
what
that spacebar.
When I check that checkbox, it tells me that the real time protection cannot be checked because I have to purchase the professional feature. And you can get protection for free with this program, just to let you know.
Tap scheduled scanning checkbox not checked to check press spacebar.
Now, I have played with this, but I'm going to show everyone what could happen if you're using the free edition, and some of these features are not meant for that, okay? So just remember that.
Space super anti-spoofer professional feature dialog close button to activate press spacebar. Space scheduled scanning checkbox not checked to check press spacebar.
I'm just showing you as I walk you through this Super Anti Spyware program.
Tap automatic updates checkbox not checked.
Automatic
to check
updates
spacebar.
We cannot do that same procedure. I'm not going to take time to go through all these because they are paid versions. If you want to update, just a piece of information. Unless you have the professional version, you will not get automatic updates. So. Just to let you know, if you want to automatically update Super Anti Spyware, you have to do the purchased version. Just remember that.
Tap Preferences button to activate press spacebar. Tap Check for Updates button to activate press spacebar. Tap Manage Quarantine button to activate. Tap View Scan Logs button to activate press spacebar.
Viewing scan logs and quarantine, you could do all that for free. Now, as I said, a lot of people have asked me, has anybody demonstrated Super Anti-Spyware? As far as I know, the answer is no. I have not seen it on any of the websites that, the podcasters have. So, I think this is me doing it the first time. So, here I go again.
Tap repairs button to activate press spacebar.
Repairs. Now, what that'll do is it repairs your system, and I think if I remember, it reboots your system if it has to repair the date and time. Like, let's say you get a very serious threat or a virus, the viruses can change settings and can cause all sorts of problems. Viruses do many bad things to a computer. I mean, they really do. And one of the things that I've experienced and a bunch of others had is viruses change date and time. So, just to let you know, I'm doing this because I want to alert anyone that uses a screen reader, even sighted people, anyone that uses anything. Screen readers are not always the accurate things in catching viruses. Trust me, sometimes you just need sighted assistance, so here I go again.
Tap help button to activate
help
press spacebar.
We're not going to go through that. That is all the help menus here.
Tap scan your computer ... Tap complete scan radio button checked. Tap enable rescue scan highly infected systems only checkbox not checked. Tap real time protection checkbox not checked. Tap scheduled scanning checkbox not checked.
Scheduled
to check press
scan.
Spacebar.
You can't do too many of these features, but the good thing about this is you get your basic protection. Now, I'm not going to take you through the scanning process because, I might and I might not because my computer's been acting kind of funny when I do a scan. Sometimes it likes to reboot. I don't know why, but, I haven't been able to really do the podcast at the beginning of the month because I've been having quite a few issues with my computer, so Nothing major. I could still use the computer. It's just, you know, I've had some minor issues, but I'm just showing you all the...
Tap automatic updates. Tap preferences button to activate. Press spacebar.
Menu.
Space general and startup tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
I'll take you through here and show you everything that there is for super anti-spyware.
Tap start super anti-spyware when Windows starts. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Now, I keep this unchecked because I don't want my computer to start up slow. I like it to start fast, you know what I mean?
Tap show splash screen on startup. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Okay. Splash, that kind of slows things down, I don't know. I don't know about some of these. Even though I've been using this program for way over a year.
Tap use Windows XP style menus checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Use Windows XP style menus checkbox not checked. I keep that unchecked because I am a Windows 7 user.
Tap show super anti-spyware icon and system tray checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
I keep that unchecked as well because I don't want... I like to launch it from my desktop folder, which is antivirus anti-spyware tools.
Tap do not scan when super anti-spyware starts radio button checked. 1 of 4.
Good.
To change the selection,
the
press up or down arrow.
Super anti-spyware starts radio button checked. I'm going to keep that checked the way that is. I'm not changing that.
Tap check for updates. Before scanning on startup, checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Now, I have to do that manually because I don't have the paid version of this, so just remember that. Okay, when you download Super Anti-Spyware, you may want to have someone cited. If you want to purchase the professional version, you may want to have someone cited kind of guide you through the professional version because there's a lot of CAPTCHA. And believe it or not, the original version is Super Anti-Spyware. I had to have someone cited help me get the free version because for some reason, when I started to download it, it wasn't user-friendly to download. All the tabs, when I tabbed around, said checkbox checked, checkbox checked, checkbox checked, checkbox checked. Now, I don't know why that was. I tried using my JAWS cursor. And as you know, JAWS 13 has a brand new feature called OCR. So I was able to OCR that, and I tried it, and that didn't work too well. So I had to have someone cited get the free version installed because there was CAPTCHA. Something was blocking the screen reader from actually reading that download. I got it basically downloaded. I just needed to do the user end user license agreement. I don't understand why, in my experience, this is me, my screen reader just wasn't reading the proper dialogues for Super Anti-Spyware. Don't know why. I wish I could figure out why that was. If someone could help me on that, that would be good. If you have a better installer, but I did have to have my younger sister help me out install it. So here we go. I'm going to
tap reset program options dot 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 button to activate. Press spacebar.
No, I want to keep everything the way I have it, my preferences.
Tap integrate with Vista Security Center checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Yes, I want to keep that because Windows Vista and Windows 7 are kind of similar. I had played with a Vista machine briefly on a laptop, but a friend of mine had one.
Tap select the default language for Super Anti-Spyware Combo Box, English US, 5 of 18. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
At the English default.
Tap disable bitmap backgrounds checkbox not checked.
I don't
to check,
know
press
what,
spacebar.
I don't know what disable bitmap background checkbox not. I don't know what bitmap is. If somebody could tell me what a bitmap is, then I will gladly appreciate it.
Tap disable anonymous threat reporting checkbox not checked.
No.
To check, press spacebar.
Absolutely not. We don't want to disable.
Tap home button to activate, press spacebar.
Let me escape out of this. So those are all the preferences I have here.
Escape. Alt F4 Super Anti-Spyware Items View Multi-Select List Box Super Anti-Spyware Free Edition 6/13/2012-2:35 p.m. Shortcut 2 kilobytes Super Anti-Spyware Alternate Start Super Anti-Spyware Free Edition
You know what? I think I am going to take you through a scan. I think it'll be fun to take you through a scan. I will try this, and I'll see if I can get back to Audacity and just pause the recording. I don't know if I can. If I can't, then, you know, you're pretty stuck. For the hell of it, you know, if I lose what I did, I'll just redo this podcast. What the hell? What the heck? I mean, what am I saying? Anyway, here I go.
Super anti-spoof free edition.
I'm gonna take you through a scan. Actually, I'm gonna show you the menus in here.
Enter. Super anti-spoof free edition.
Now this is super anti-spyware free edition.
Tap scan your computer dot 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 button to activate press spacebar.
I'm going to press the scan button.
Space button to activate press spacebar.
Now you'll see what happens when I press the button here.
Tap scan inside dot zip archives checkbox check.
Keep
to clear
that,
check mark press spacebar.
Scan inside zip archives checkbox checked.
Tap activate scan boost TM checkbox checked. To clear
yes,
check mark press spacebar. Tap only scan files modified within the past checkbox not checked. To check press, tap star complete scan button. To activate press spacebar. Space. B memory items.
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to briefly take you through what it would be like to use your JAWS cursor in a super anti-spyware scan. And I'm going to do that right now. So let me... I'm going to root my JAWS to PC, and as I'm scanning, I'm going to take you kind of through this.
Root JAWS to graphics 606 detected, 0.
Now, here I go. It's going to tell you all the things that it's detecting.
Registry items dialog. Graphic 812 scanned, 2, 7 detected, 0.
Okay, there's 0 threats so far.
File items dialog. Graphic 6 detected, 4.
Ooh! What did I find? Oh, I shouldn't worry about these because the file items, sometimes this scanner of Super Anti-Spyware is so powerful, but it is finding some viruses. No, I don't have any viruses on my computer. They're called, it's scanning for tracking cookies is what it's doing. So,
PC cursor.
Now I'm going to do an Alt-Tab for Audacity.
Alt-Tab Super Anti-Spoof. Alt-Tab Super Anti-Spoof Free. Alt-Tab Super Anti-Spoof. Super Alt-Tab Super Anti-Spoof Free Edition. Super Anti-Spoof Free Edition. B memory items. Alt-Tab for Super Anti-Spoof dialog. Scanning is not complete. Are you sure you wish to abort the scan? Yes button. To activate
you
press spacebar. Alt plus Y.
I can't get back to Audacity with Alt-Tab or Shift-Tab, so what I'm going to do is I showed you how it scans.
Tap no button to activate press spacebar. Alt plus N.
Let me see what I can do. I'm going to press no because it's a complete scan that I have and it's going to take about 35 minutes. So I'm going to click no.
Space B memory items. Tap pause scan button to act. Tap stop scan button to act. Space super anti-spoofer dialog. Scanning is not complete. Do you wish to continue without completing the scan? Yes button to activate press spacebar. Alt plus Y. Space to activate press spacebar. Super anti-spoofer scan summary dialog. Potentially harmful items have been detected on your computer. It is advised that you quarantine and remove these items to prevent further infection. B memory items, B file items, B registry items, 0S equals 14 threats detected, 4, 4, 0 B scan time, 0 hours, 2 minutes and 24 seconds, S equals 14 super anti-spoofer scan results. Continue button to activate press spacebar.
I'm not going to go through this because it's going to turn the computer off and reboot. Even though this is a tracking cookie. These are cookies. Just remember that. These are not threats. I don't have any threats on my machine. It's just this is a very sensitive program, which is very, very good. I just wanted you to hear my screen reader read what it... Now, here are the options. It found 4 threats. Now, they're not real threats. Just remember that. So, here we go.
Tap, tap, space. Tap manage allowed items button to activate press spacebar.
Manage allowed items is where we want to go. Now, we don't want to go there.
Tap View Scan Log button to activate press spacebar.
We can view the log if we want.
Tap Remove Threats button to activate press spacebar.
Remove threats. Now, I can't really do that because whenever I remove threats, or I don't really have threats on my computer. What they are is they're scanning, tracking cookies for blah, 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 whatever the scan tracking cookie is. And that's very good that it picks those up, because sometimes a cookie can be bad other than good. And sometimes, you know, it's not really a false alarm. It's not really a false positive, but it can be a false positive. But I know that there are no threats on my computer because I scan with ABG, and ABG didn't pick those up, so that's just as well. Let's see. I'm going to try to get back to Audacity because I want to do some stuff here.
Alt-F4, super anti-spoor, item, Alt-F4.
Okay, I paused the recording, and we scanned with the super anti-spyware. We had a little bit of difficulties there, so anyway, a little bit of difficulties with JAWS and Audacity, but I did that. We got results. It was scanned tracking cookie. I did that when the recording was paused. I checked all the results, and, you know, I just wanted to share, you know, do this podcast because I thought it was very, very important for all of you screen reader users out there. And I'm going to wrap this up right now, but before I wrap it up, I'm going to give you my contact info. My contact info is email bvinton@optonline.net. That's my contact info. And if you want to be with me on Skype, my Skype name is cdburnerman44. And, yeah, I hope you all enjoyed the podcast, and I will see you next month. I might cover an interesting program called Defragler. Wrapping it up for Bobby Vinton, I will see you next month.